Hi everyone, this is Kim Wendy, owner of PassionateHorsemanship.com, and you're listening to Passion for Horses. Today's episode is, have you considered these obstacles? And when I say these obstacles, these are things that sometimes people don't think about as obstacles. They tend to think of things like inside the arena, the different things they set up on a trail obstacle course, or when you're just out on the, you know, backwoods in the trail and the different things that you encounter out there. But I want you to consider a horse trailer is an obstacle. A lot of people have trouble loading their horse in a trailer. So that's an obstacle to the horse. And there's many things that you can do to break things down into simple steps to help your horse overcome that obstacle before you ever get him to the trailer. Clippers, that's another thing that people don't think of it as an obstacle, but clippers can be an obstacle. I mean, there's lots of horses that are afraid of clippers, and you know what? Your horse really needs to get used to clippers. You never know when you're going to have to use clippers to clip their mane or parts of their coat off. You know, if they got injured, you may have to shave something so that you can get to it and doctor it better and stuff. Years ago, we had a miniature horse. It went under a gate, and I needed to be able to shave his neck in order to give him a shot that the vet wanted me to do. So there's things like that that you need to get your horse to. It's horse used to. It's not just for people who show horses. It's something that you may need to use. So I, you know, highly suggest you get your horse used to clippers. And then there might be things like a grocery cart. And you think, you know what? I don't have a grocery cart. I don't see a grocery cart where I'm at. But you know what? You may decide at some point you're going to go someplace with some of your friends riding a different place. And you may have to cross some area where there could be some shopping carts for some reason or another. You just never know. It's still good to get your horse used to something like that. And then another thing is a miniature horse or a miniature horse that's attached to a cart. Now, I have encountered this. My friend and I, we went to a show in our local area. We took our miniature horses and I took one of my Shetland ponies. We went there and competed with them in the trail class because you could take and do in-hand trail there. And of course they had, you know, the regular size horses and stuff. Well, there was a lot of horses that were afraid of those miniature horses. I mean, some of them were just spooking like crazy, like they'd never seen a horse that small. And of course, you know, horses, when they see a foal, they don't usually spook. But boy, they were spooked to those miniature horses. And then especially if you have a cart attached to them, that can make it even worse that they're really afraid of them. And what happened too at the show is because there were several people, I guess, that had complained and said they didn't want us to come back with their miniature horses because it scared their horses so bad. So, you know, to me, my thinking was I would take advantage of that and get my horse used to a miniature horse because you're probably going to encounter them again some other time. I mean, don't be afraid and go away from it. Get your horse used to it. And I've seen some of these trail classes where they put a buffalo hide on the trailer. And that can be really scary for horses because it's a wild animal smell. And of course, a lot of us don't have access to a buffalo hide. But just think about different things to help your horse get used to it. I mean, there was one time when I went out to the barn to feed. I was watching my friend's horses while they went on vacation. And I had my raincoat and had my umbrella. And I went out to the barn and, oh my gosh, one of her horses just thought she'd seen a ghost the way she acted with me. I was like, ooh, this is a good time to teach her about this, not to be afraid. And she wasn't necessarily afraid of my raincoat, but she was afraid of the umbrella. And I was able to help her understand that it's not something that's going to hurt her. And she got to where she was touching that umbrella and she was fine with it. Now, the same thing happened when I went to feed my donkeys. They were afraid of the rain slicker, not the umbrella. So it was totally different with them. It's like, oh my gosh, something new, because I hadn't had a rain slicker around them. So, you know, think about those different things like that, that you can get your horse used to, and take the time the horse needs, though, to get them used to that. And that's one thing that I'm going to do in my little mini course that I've got coming up, is I'm going to teach people a few steps to help them get their horse or introduce their horse to new and spooky objects to help them grow their confidence. And I want to invite you to come over to my group in Facebook, Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles. We talk about different things like that and have a few different obstacles and stuff. It's a great community. It's a safe community. And over there, I will be telling you shortly about my little mini course that I am going to be offering. And in the beginning, I'm only going to take like 4 to 5 people. So you want to get over there to my group, Equestrians Who Love Trail Obstacles, and you can find out more. Again, this is Kim Wendy with PassionateHorsemanship.com, and I thank you for taking the time to listen. Have a great day.